They go back to King James. Woo. One, two, three, go. Read. Who is saying that? God is saying that. He's telling you the fasting he has chosen. Right? It's God who has chosen this type of fasting which you're about to read. Oh, what is this fasting? Read again. One, two, three, go. Read. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh yes.
This is the fasting that God has chosen to make people who are in yokes, their yokes to be brought. And you are slow. This direction.
Major. We hear you, Papa.
Is it this not the fasting? Is it this not the fasting I have chosen?
Oh, yes.
To do what? Give me back the scripture. To do what? It says what? To lose the chains of injustice. How many people here who are saying, Major, what is happening is injustice in my life? Oh, you are not understanding this injustice, the thing. Injustice is something unfair. What you're passing through, some of you, is unfair.
Oh, yes.
You are supposed to be promoted. You are not promoted.
Oh, yes.
You are supposed to be healthy. You are not healthy.
Oh, yes.
You are supposed to be rich. You are still struggling.
Oh, yes.
Somebody say it's unfair.
It's unfair.
The Bible says the real fasting. It loose. It must lose the chain of those who are suffering injustice. Real fasting. Is this not the fasting I have chosen? Now go back to scripture. Go back to scripture. New Living Translation. Right. The Bible says, no, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Ladies and gentlemen,
Oh yes, Papa.
The prison of finances,
yes, Papa,
that you are in right now,
yes, Papa,
this fasting is gonna free you in Jesus'
name. I receive. Major. Please, Papa.
Yes. Sit down a moment. Amen. It actually says those who are wrongly in prison. Meaning they are not right people to be in prison.
Oh,
how
yes.
can a child of God be in a prison?
Oh no.
Are you understanding this statement?
Oh, yes,
we
sir.
Have got people who are in a prison. Prison. Do not a prison. A prison is a place where when you go to the prison, the first thing they're going to do, they will take off your belt. They will take off your shoes. They will take off your clothes. They will give you their own clothes. Are you hearing me, son?
We hear you, Major.
It's like some of you, the devil took you into prison, took away your marriage, took away your job, took away your money, took away everything, and gave you the prison cloth. Yet you are a child of God. You are in the temple every day. You are wrongly in prison. In this fasting, ladies and gentlemen, you're gonna walk out of your prison.
I receive.
If you are hearing, shout yes.
Yes.
If you are hearing, shout yeah.
Yeah. Mesa.
Clap us for Jesus, somebody.
Say me, I'm wrongly imprisoned.
Me, I'm wrongly imprisoned.
Bring it on, Daddy.
We hear you, Papa.
The Bible says, isn't this not the fasting I am looking for? This is God. Isn't it to free? Now, if I'm fasting, I must free you. Not just saying, it's so amazing. This one is going somewhere else, I'm telling you. All what Jesus was doing in the New Testament, if you do it today, they'll say it's fake. And they call themselves, they're fasting. What are you fasting? What are you fasting? Because fasting is to deliver people. People who are in prison. You who are fasting today. The Bible said the true fasting, it must set people free. Did you hear that?
Oh, yes.
The Bible didn't say to desire to release them. No. But actually, to set them free. Go back in the scripture. Oh, let's just check another thing there. Now, go back to NIV. The Bible says, is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? To lose the chains of injustice and tie the cords of the yoke. To set the oppressed free. And break. Not just some yokes, but every yoke. Say, every yoke in my family will be broken.
Every yoke in my family will be broken.
Is this on the fasting of chosen? This is not me talking. This is the scripture. Now go verse 7. Verse 7 is worse. Verse 7 continues. It says what? Verse 7 says, is it not to share your food with the hungry? To provide the poor wanderer with a shelter when you see the naked, to clothe him and to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Do you understand that? If you are in fasting, what you are supposed to eat, why can't you take it and give someone else? Because anyway, you could eat still. In this period, if you find a beggar, give them something. I'm not saying only when you're fasting, but I mean, when you are fasting, the Bible says that's the time. What you are supposed to eat, you can take it and give someone. Hey, we'll come back. Verse 8. Check verse 8. Verse 8 says what? Then your light will break forth like the dawn. Karedo shipe etika. And your healing will quickly appear. Oh. I told you fasting can bring healing. The Bible says that your healing will quickly appear. If you were sick, quick, healed. If your business was sick, quick, healed. If your marriage or relationship, if something was sick, then your healing shall quickly appear.
Oh, yes.
So fasting can make something happen quickly.
Oh, yes.
Tiana, but you are delaying your miracle.
You are delaying your miracle.
So the less you fast,
the less you fast.
The less your things will move.
The less your things will move.
Bring it on, Daddy.
Then your healing will quickly. You didn't even hear this one. Your healing will quickly, not slowly. Your miracle, your breakthrough, your deliverance.
Oh, yes.
It will quickly
appear.
Let what you are asking God for appear quickly in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Then what you are asking God shall quickly appear. Fasting.
Oh, yes.
In this fasting, we are fasting now.
Oh, yes.
Your miracle will happen fast.
I receive,
Papa.
Somebody shout glory. I receive.
Now, go on the side. Then says, then your light shall come. Then your light will break forth like the dawn. Imagine, you shall have a breakthrough. Light just appear where there was darkness. Your healing shall quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you.
I receive.
Not behind you.
Yes.
When something is about to happen because of your righteousness.
Oh, yes.
God will say, no. I shall give Kush instead. Ethiopia and Seba on his behalf. Are you hearing that, somebody?
Oh, yes, we hear you, Papa.
Your righteousness shall go before, not behind, before. If they want to employ somebody on 20 people, they want to one, they will pick you because
I receive.
God will put your righteousness ahead of you.
Oh, yes.
Receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive. Somebody shout glory. It's happening, Daddy.
Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord,
I receive,
will be your regard. The glory shall be your guard. The glory of God shall become the one guiding you, shall be the one outside your house, inside your house,
I receive.
Everywhere, guarding.
Oh yes, bring it on, Daddy.
When you mix fasting with the deliverance, it's a bomb.
Boom.
Fasting with the deliverance, fasting with giving, fasting with the helping others, it becomes a bomb. Now go verse 9. Then verse 9 says, then you will call and the Lord will answer. Well, maybe you are not understanding. Go back to verse 6 so you don't forget what we're talking about. Is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? To lose the chains of injustice and untie the cords, the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and to break every yoke. We are talking about the fasting here that can release others. People who are oppressed, people who are in bondage, can come out of the bondage, can come out of the oppression. Am I talking to somebody here?
We are talking, Asia.
Now, verse 9. When you do this type of fasting, the Bible says, then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help.
Oh, yes.
And he will say, here I am. Oh, if you yes. do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, am I talking to somebody this
morning? You are talking, Major. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Go back to the scripture. The scripture says, like this. And if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. Verse 11 says, the Lord will guard you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never.
Somebody shout glory! Bring it on, Daddy. Bring it on, Father.
Fasting must be able to bring the results of deliverance.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
A real fasting must set people free, those who are oppressed.
Oh, yes.
A real fasting must break the yokes those who are afflicted.
Oh,
the
yes.
real fasting must make people who are suffering walk out of their suffering. Real fasting must help people who are hungry, people who are in need. Real fasting must make people who are really wrongly in prison walk out of their prison.
Oh, yes.
I am here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have faith that the fasting we are doing in this place is the fasting God desires.
Oh, yes.
It's the fasting God has been looking for.
Oh, yes.
Let your life be set free.
I receive.
Let your life be set free.
I receive.
May you be delivered in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Be delivered in the name of Jesus.
I receive. Shout glory.
If you believe, shout hallelujah. Raise your hands and shout hallelujah. The Bible says, the fasting I have chosen, fasting brings healing. The Bible says when they were sick, I fasted. So fasting can bring healing. Fasting helps in spiritual direction or guidance, financial guidance, whatever direction you need, fasting can help you with that. Fasting can help you to enter into the supernatural world, and fasting can help you to make a covenant with God. At the very same time, fasting is necessary because it is the only thing that can help you also in some times where you need forgiveness from God. And fasting helps people who say, really, I want my life not to be the same way it is. I want to be set free from every stronghold of my family that has been in my family for ages, in my life for ages, in my relationship for ages. It's now a stronghold, and I want to walk out of this stronghold. Fasting can do that on your behalf. All you have to do is to set apart yourself and say, I'm gonna do either the Esther fasting or the Daniel fasting, whatever fasting I'm gonna choose. I have to do something. If I die, I die, but I must walk out of this mess. Am I talking to somebody in this place?
Yes, Major. Bring it on, Papa. We hear you well.
Raise up your hands, everybody. Just now begin to pray. Cry out to God. Begin to mention anything you want right now. Begin to pray for anything you want.
Sa a telefono la dire pesco. Rico se pegete le dita te la behe. Rico so opa la mila a te ye debre. Rako suta ayata he. Ralusi ina ato. Ya shata kayala. Raloki re mende. Aye a tiro so. Ile koso talaba.
In this fasting I do, my life will